Om Shanti, today is 3rd July 2025. Bhog was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan and Shashi Didi will now share a message from Bab Dada. Om Shanti. On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself as I reach the subtle region. What did I see there? It was a very beautiful room, beautifully decorated room at a distance. There was lovely decoration all around, but the room was closed, the gate was locked. I was wondering what would be present in this room. After a few seconds, I saw Baba coming from a distance. He comes and stands by the gate of this room. Baba then said, "Come, child." I too went closer to Baba. Baba then said, "You're thinking, isn't it? You're wondering what is in this room." I started to smile. Baba then said, "Okay, come and look." Baba just touched the gate and it opened. And then what did I see inside the room? Beyond the gate, many angels in their decorated form, and it was a very beautiful scene. Baba visualized the children in some form or the other, different times. Baba prepares the children in different forms. So today Baba has made the children ready in their angelic form. So I then asked Baba, "Why the angelic form, Baba, today?" So Baba said, "Baba will show you." Baba then started to give drishti to all the angels and they were filled with waves of enthusiasm. Baba then said, "Now all the angels have to go on a tour of the entire world." The angels were very happy to see this. As they came out of the room, Baba started to say, "Look at the state of the world. Look at what souls of the world need. Fulfill their desires." And so the children, the angels were very, very happy. "Yes, Baba, Ji Baba." So as they came out of the room, some started to fly. Some were flying up above. But after a while, their wings started to deflate. Some angels were going much higher. And for some of them, their crowns was shaking. For some angels, they were flying a good stretch of distance, but then suddenly a gust of wind comes and they lose their way. For some angels had a very royal stick, a wand in their hand, and rather than move up above, this wand was moving around left to right. So I was observing this, Baba was also observing this. Baba then said, "Did you see this, child? Every day, Baba prepares the children, makes the children ready to carry out their task, to experience their own stage, and Baba sends them off in this way for service. So sometimes the children have great zeal and enthusiasm, but sometimes they become a bit slack in their efforts. Baba has given the children the crown of responsibility of service of the world. Sometimes the children are aware of that responsibility, and sometimes the children get diverted, they go into a diversion. Their path is clear in front of them, but they get lost from their track because Maya and other people and other attractions of Maya divert them. So they take them away from their main path. Baba has given some children the responsibility of glorifying or of hoisting the flag of revelation. So to some extent they are able to do this, but because they forget at times, they think, oh, it's sufficient what we're doing, it's fine what we're doing, but they forget to what extent they have to complete this task. According to the present time, what do souls of the world need? They are wandering around, they are stumbling around, they have lost their way, they are calling out to their beloved deities. So they want to find the right path, they want to find the shores. And so they are very scared. So the father has given you children, the Brahmin children's responsibility. And so you have to understand the state of the world, the situation. Be set on the stage of your original self. Listen to the calls of the devotee souls. See what you have to do to glorify the father. Can you not hear the calls of the devotee? So the children start to smile listening to Baba. Some children reply to Baba, yes Baba, we are able to hear the calls of the devotees. But sometimes we are not able to completely give the return of that call. We are not able to completely fulfill the call of the devotees. So Baba said, for this you have to have the unlimited stage of and this stage of disinterest, practice bodilessness, and through that stage take a tour of the world often, human beings, devotee souls. Everyone should have the feeling that there is some power, there is some strength that is listening to us, because the times are going through their different games. So within these games, you children, could not get entangled, but stay detached and give experience to souls of the world. Baba again, once again, made the children ready in the angelic form. They started to fly and they were able to reach certain areas where there were a lot of mountains. So it was a very lonesome area, a lonesome place. But as the angels started to go there, they reached those areas, the whole landscape changed, it became green and lush. In certain places the angels went to, wherever they were going, souls, devotee souls were feeling that they're receiving something, they're attaining something through these souls. There were some places where the angels were visiting, where people were searching for something and the angels were spreading their light, and these souls were receiving this light, the strength, and they were sharing their gratitude and feeling good. Baba then explained, now is the time to give experiences to all, and through this stage you'll be able to glorify and reveal the Father, and it's through this stage, through this practice, you'll be able to give a drop of experiences or attainments to souls of the world. This is a time to give those experiences, these drop of experiences, so that they can experience something or the other. Baba was then showering the children with a lot of love. Baba said, All of Baba's children are dearly loved. They are seated on Baba's heart throne. Baba sees the speciality of every child, every Brahmin child, and because of their speciality, Baba gives them experiences. Within the confluence age, Baba knows that the Brahmin children are most fortunate out of the entire world. I then shared news that Bhakti is taking place in Pandavhavan from a group from Meerut. Baba knows these children are very fortunate, always remain in happiness, dance and happiness, always sing the song of how I am so fortunate. The bestow of fortune has created my fortune. Baba emerged the entire group in front of him, was giving them blessings through his hand. Rays of light were spreading from Baba's hand. And each child was receiving something on which was written, "The bestow of fortune is creating my fortune and I am a fortunate soul." I then offered the bhog to Baba. Baba then fed the bhog to everyone. There was some who had offered special bhog to Baba. I shared those remembrances with Baba. Baba said, "Whoever has sent any message to Baba, that's already reached Baba." And from the time of Amritvela, Baba is giving them the reply of all their messages. Baba then gave remembrances and I returned. Om Shanti.